Vikings game plan continues. Happy to be joined now by Vikings defensive end Daniil Hunter in his second year from LSU. Congratulations on the victory against Tennessee.
Thank you.
Minnesota Vikings finding a way to win today. Final score will be the Vikings 25 and the Titans 16.
When did you start playing football and when did you know you were good?
I started playing at the age of 10. I started out playing tackle at first. Then I went to running back. Then when I was at running back, my coach was like, man, this kid can run. So when I figured out that I could run fast and all that, that's when I figured out, man, I could do something in this sport.
What made you switch to defensive end from running back?
I didn't play defensive end at first. I was getting a lot heavier than everybody else. So then in high school, that's when I started playing defensive end.
Now, you are always lauded for your arm length. It's like they stretch from Minneapolis to Maine. Can you stretch them out for Vikings game plan so we can check out that wingspan? Now, with arms that wide, with a wingspan like that, what advantage, you can put them back now. I don't want to make you stay like that and like do calisthenics during the show. What advantages do you get by having long arms?
Coach Zim and Coach Dre, they always tell me I could use my hands to my advantage. You know, some run plays, I could stick my arm out and the tackles, they wouldn't be able to reach me. So stuff like that, that's what they tell me to do whenever I'm going against tackles.
The Vikings pick it up, and they may get it. Going all the way in for the touchdown is Daniil Hunter. So a mix-up between running back and quarterback, and Daniil Hunter gets the second defensive touchdown of the game for the Minnesota Vikings.
I'm keeping this.
On your touchdown at Tennessee, did you for even a second think about diving on the ball? Because, I mean, it's like you picked it up, you scooped and scored, and you went in and it was beautiful. But a lot of times, I know people are coached to dive on the ball as opposed to trying to pick it up in case it jumps around more.
You know, I definitely wasn't thinking about diving on it. You know, we were out there, we were thinking of helping the offense any way we can. So, and I saw it on the ground, I was like, oh, I'm picking this up.
Second down and 10, Mariota will go down, sacked inside the 5 by Daniil Hunter. Hunter making his mark here in the second half of this game with a fumble return for a touchdown and now a sack.
Take us through your sack, specifically how you got to Marcus Mariota as quickly as you did.
I went through my reads at first, you know, the tackle went down, looked for the puller, and then he was right in front of me, so I know he was expecting me to run around him. So I did a push and pull around him in order to get in front of him.
Now that left guard, Spain, came back trying to get in your way. He didn't really get in your way. I mean, he's a big man, Daniil, and you just kind of threw him out of the way. I mean, was it really that easy?
I mean, I guess it was.
What impresses you about Everson Griffin's game?
It's very constant. It's built off of speed. You know, coach always tells me to watch him in practice to see how he does things and try and find things that he does that I can use.
What has most impressed you or been most eye-opening to you with the NFL game, specifically coming from the SEC to the NFL? Did you have to, like, retool a lot of your game?
No, one thing that catches my eye is that everybody's a technician. You know, you can be an athlete and all that, but if you're not a technician, you're not going to last.
With Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback you play in the Sunday night game at U.S. Bank Stadium, are there some things you need to guard against? I mean, obviously you want to beat your man or try to get to him and hit him, but are there some areas where you need to be careful with Aaron Rodgers?
As we all know, he's a scrambling quarterback, so, you know, we just got to keep him contained in the pocket and just stick with the game plan.
You worked with Adrian Peterson this offseason. How did that help you?
It helped me a lot. He helped me a lot with explosion and using my speed and lateral ability. So stuff like that down there, it was really helpful for me.
Excellent. Thank you.